We didn't have much school.
And when did you leave there?
Well, I was 17 when I left there.
And then you came into Oklahoma?
Oklahoma, Indian Territory at that time.
And where did you go in Oklahoma when you came in? Where did you come in Oklahoma when you came in?
Where did it come into?
Yeah.
Well, I landed up here at Garvin, you know, that was a railroad station. You know, I come on train in Garvin, Oklahoma.
Uh-huh.
And I hired the taxi, they call it, and a man with a buggy, you know, to take me out to my uncle's place. He lived over on the river, Glover River.
And you settled there?
Mm-hmm. Right there on that place where my uncle lived, where me and my wife worked at for several years.
Mm-hmm.
You see, I told you about the old Indian giving us our housekeeping outfit.
Mm-hmm.
Everything, you know, he said, I was his boy, don't you see? Mm-hmm. He raised me. Yeah, you work for him when I come over there. He's wealthy Indian.
Mm-hmm.
And he taught this as much as me and her as he did his kids. Him and his wife both. His wife's still living.
Hmm.
She comes here and eats with us once in a while. Still loves us. Old Lennon can talk a little English, you know.
Hmm.
And I learned that the most of it too.
Hmm.
Him too. I learned him talk English. He was elected when they had an election here in 1907. Well, he was elected constable. He was a big shot Indian, you know, wealthy. And they elected him constable. Well, I was staying with him working, you know, and he'd tell me when he'd go to arrest a white man, he'd say, I want you to go with me. I don't know what he'd say. He wasn't sure, but he didn't know what he'd say.
And how long did you live on Glover River?
Ever since we've been married, up till we come here, 50 years. Right in the same place, 2.5 miles, you know.
This is 10 miles away?
From there, about 10 miles.
Uh-huh. And travel?
Huh?
Travel? Have you traveled much?
Oh, no, I've never been nowhere. I've been to Oklahoma. And I've been to Oklahoma City.
Mm-hmm.
I've taken a few loads of cattle to Oklahoma City. You know, that's as far as I've ever been with. Don't know nothing. No, even the names of towns.